When we last checked in with Boise filmmaker Matthew Podolsky in July, he said time was running out for the vaquita. For 3 years, he's been documenting the plight of the small, dolphin-like sea mammal that's only found in the Gulf of California and is threatened by illegal gillnet fishing. Podolsky filmed a recent 6-week capture attempt to try and breed the mammals. Two vaquitas were caught, and one was let go because it was too stressed. He described to Samantha Wright the harrowing effects that happened after biologists managed to catch a second animal.
You know, that animal was brought to this floating sea pen. It was clearly very, very stressed out. You could tell it wasn't aware of its surroundings because it was swimming really fast and then slamming its snout into the side of the net. Over the course of an hour or so, it started to appear as if maybe it was acclimating to this captive environment. The biologist started to get hopeful that, like, maybe this is going to work, right? Maybe this vaquita is going to sort of calm down and adapt to its new surroundings. But then it started to calm down too much. And then folks started to get worried because they hadn't seen it come up for air in a while.
So the vaquita stopped moving. Now, the biologists had given the animal some drugs when they caught it. Was that a factor in what eventually happened?
I mean, and I don't know. I mean, the whole drug thing is kind of tricky, right? The vaquita was given drugs to sedate it and to calm it down. That may have contributed to the fact that it reached this stage where it was so lethargic, or that might have happened anyways. Like, it's impossible to know that. But then when the drugs were given to, you know, sort of wake it back up, it flipped, like a switch turned, right? And all of a sudden, it went from just being calm, floating in the water, to flapping its tail so violently that the whole upper half of its body was up out of the water. And it's spinning circles in this pen really, really fast. And at this point, they essentially did like an emergency release just off the side of the pen because the animal was so stressed at this point. And the animal just kept flapping its tail just as hard, and it spun right back around and slammed right into the outside of the pen. When it slammed into the pen, it just stopped. At that point, a couple of these biologists dove into the water and retrieved the body of this vaquita, which was now just sort of limp and lifeless, and brought it up onto a small boat that was along the outside of the sea pen. And they turned that boat into like a little miniature emergency room. I mean, immediately started doing like chest compressions, injecting more drugs, oxygen tube down the throat. And the animal wasn't dead at that point. And they were able to keep that vaquita alive for 3 hours after that point before it did finally die that night.
And that was the end of the capture program, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it was. And you know, the weight of that moment, I think, it wasn't just about that one individual. And you have to remember that a lot of these biologists and veterinarians, some of them have dedicated their entire careers to saving the vaquita. And every single one of them knew that if this animal died, that the whole program would get shut down. And if the program got shut down, the vaquita almost certainly will go extinct. So, I mean, this one animal represented the continued survival of the species for all of these people. And so when that animal died, I mean, it was in a very tangible way, it was like watching the vaquita go extinct right in that moment. Even though there are still animals out there today, and the vaquita is not yet extinct, there are almost certainly fewer than 15 individuals out there in the upper Gulf of California. But I mean, this capture effort was the last-ditch effort to save the species from extinction. There just aren't any realistic ideas that are being put out, that could prevent that extinction at this point.
So that's it for the vaquita.
I mean, unfortunately, I think it is, you know. And I mean, I've talked to you a whole bunch of times now about this species. And I mean, I think every time I come in here, I sort of close with like, there is still hope. We can still save the vaquita. I think we've reached a point where it's time to start thinking about what comes next after the vaquita. And, you know, what are the lessons that have been learned over the course of this failed effort to prevent the extinction of the vaquita? It's very difficult to think of what the positive message out of this whole thing might be. But I really think it's about understanding that, in order for these types of conservation efforts to be successful, you have to work really closely with the community, and you have to think about the needs of the individuals within that community, as well as the needs of the species that you're trying to protect.
Idaho filmmaker Matthew Podolsky is now collaborating with three other production companies to produce a feature-length documentary on the vaquita. The film should be released by the spring of 2019, and Podolsky says by then, it's almost certain the vaquita will be extinct.